In today's Mishnah, when the fourth and fifth Mishnah, the third parak of Masechta Avodah Zarah, Mishnah begins, Sha'al Proklos ben Polosfos et Rabban Gamliel ba'Akko. So Proklos ben Polosfos, he asked Rabban Gamliel while they were both in Akko, Sha'al Rochetz b'merchatz shel Aphrodite, that they were in the bathhouse of Aphrodite. So what they would do in times of Mishnah, the Romans, they would build bathhouses and place of idols in these bathhouses, either on the dome or in the chatzar in the courtyard just next to it. And then the bathhouse would become known by that name, by the idol itself. So they're both bathing in this, the Merchatz of Aphrodite. Amar lo Proclus said to Rabban Gamliel, Katuv b'torchem, it says in your Bible, V'lo yidbak b'yadcham u'mamenacher, and you're not allowed to attach to your hand anything from this banned property. As we learned yesterday, Mishnah, this refers to Avodah Zarah. If that's the case, if there's an Isur Hana'a, you're not allowed to have any benefit from anything attached to Avodah Zarah. Mipnei ma'at arochetz b'merchatz shel Aphrodite. So why are you then bathing in this bathhouse of Aphrodite? So Amar lo, Rabban Gamliel responded, Ein mishim b'merchatz. I cannot respond to you while we're in this bathhouse, because that is Divrei Torah, and we're not wearing any clothes, and it's appropriate to speak Divrei Torah while naked. U'kshiyatza, when they left, Amar lo, meaning when they exit the bathhouse, then Rabban Gamliel responded, Ani lo bati b'gvola hi bag b'gvoli. The first point he says is that I didn't come into her domain, she came into mine. What's that mean? Important in this case of the Mishnah is the bathhouse was pre-existing. It was just a regular bathhouse. It was open to the public, and therefore it belonged to the public as a result. And then the fact that Avodah Zarah was later placed in it doesn't have the capacity now to make it asur to everyone. It cannot, if you like, steal it from the public. That's his first point. Also, Ein Omrim Naseh Merchatz Aphrodite, Ela Omrim Naseh Aphrodite Noila Merchatz. He says, in general, if there's a Makom Avodah Zarah already, you wouldn't place a bathhouse in that location and say, oh, let's do something to beautify this idol, let's build a bathhouse. Generally, it's the other way around. If you have a bathhouse, you try and bring in an idol, the Romans were in, to decorate, to adorn the bathhouse. So you're saying, what's the ikar, what's the tafel? The main point, the fact that we have an idol in this bathhouse, really, it means that the bathhouse is the ikar, it's the main point, and therefore it's not considered an attachment to the Avodah Zarah, therefore there's no problem with me getting benefit from the bathhouse. The Var Acher, the final point, he says, Im not nin lach mamon harba, if I paid you all the money in the world, Iyata nichnas, you would not go into your Avodah Zarah, to your places of worship, shalach arom, while naked, ubal keri, also if you were tameh, meaning he had, for example, had a mission during the night, umashtin, start urinating befana in front of it, v'zo omedet al pi abiv, and this idol is standing pretty much over the sewage pipe. And everyone is urinating in this bathhouse. The point he's illustrating is you're not treating this idol with the respect that you would if it was really, truly an idol in one of your houses of worship. And the Torah says, Lo nomar ele Eloheihem. It says that you've got to rid Eretz Israel of Eloheihem, their gods, meaning Etch noheg bo mishum Eloha, asur ve'etch eino noheg bo shum Eloah, mutar, meaning only those statues that they treat as if it was a god are considered asur due to Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to get drive any benefit. And this, clearly you're not treating with any respect, therefore there's no problem whatsoever. There's more to discuss on this Mishnah. You'll have to wait for this week's Mishnah article, where we go into a bit more depth. Let's learn Mishnah Hay. Hagoyim ha'ovdim et harim vet ha'gva'ot mutarim. The non-Jews that would worship mountains or hills, hen mutarim, they would not make this mountain then asur hana'a, meaning someone could have some land there, purchase that, and then they could start planting, plowing. There's nothing wrong with driving a benefit into the land. And that is because it's considered karaka olam, attached to the ground, it's part of the world, and the Avodah Zarah has the capacity to make that ground asur. However, omasha alehem asurim, that which is on it, for example, they're decorated with golden coating and the like, that would be asur. Shnema lo tachmod kesev v'zahav alehem v'lakachta. That you're not allowed to desire any silver and gold that is on it and take it. So the pasuk is quite a chiddush, if you like. Despite the fact that the mountain which was worshipped, there's nothing wrong with drawing benefit, the importance of the pasuk is those things were on it that were used for decorative purposes, they would be considered asur. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says we learn from a different pasuk, and that is Elohim al heharim, meaning they're gods on the mountains. So he understands it's only the idols on the mountains that you've got to rid, the lo heharim Elohim, not the mountains themselves. Elohim al hagvaot, and the gods, ... on the small hills, v'lo hagvaot alehem, but not the Elohim, but not their mountains themselves. So it sounds like they seem to be saying the same thing from a different pasuk. Gemara explains, there are two different ways of explaining the debate. One is that Rabbi Yossi Haglili disagrees with Chacham. It says even the gold and silver that was on the mountains themselves that were worshipped, that would also be mutar. That's one way of understanding it. Rav Sheshet says, no, everyone holds that the tzipuim on the har are not considered like the har and would be asur bahana. However, what's the debate? The first opinion holds that if a tree was planted to serve its fruit and then worshipped, according to the first opinion, that would be permitted to drive any benefit because it's considered attached to the ground, much like the mountain itself. However, Rossi Agli says, no, the tree would be asur. Mishnah continues, Mipnei ma ashera asura. Now, it's important here, the pasuk itself, so we can understand this based on the Bartanura. Abed ta abdune kol mekamohot, you've got to utterly destroy all the places where the nations that asher avdu shama goyim, that the nations worshipped, asher tem yoshim otam et Elohim. And it says, al harim aramim ve'al agvahot, ve'tachat kol etz ra'anan, and also under all the trees. So understanding, if we're saying that it's the gods on the mountains but not the mountains, then you might think that also the gods under the trees but not the trees. The Mishnah continues, v'mipnei ma'asher asura. Then why is it that the Asherah tree, which is again worshipped, that is considered asur? So we say, mipnei sheyesh natfisat adam. The difference is that because a person actually had tfisat, it's different to a mountain, had planted it. And any time we have something that is a tfisat adam, that the person's involved in its, if you like, construction, here the planting of the tree, that would be then asur. Just to recap the debate, according to Rabbi Yossi Agli, there'll be any tree that was planted, then even if it was worshipped after it. However, according to Tanakama, it's only a tree that was planted from the outset for the purpose of being this tree of worship, the Avodah Zarah. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ani Ovin. So if we've already said that trees can become asur, what's the pasuk then teaching us? The pasuk that we decided previously seemed to exclude it. So he says, I'll explain. Ani Ovin, I'll explain the pasuk, Va'adun Lefanach, and explain it to you, which is, when it says Tachat Kol Etz Ra'anan, it says Kol Makom Shatamotzor Har Gavoha, the Giv'an Nisa'a, any time you see an incredible mountain or a pleasant hill, the Etz Ra'anan, or a very, very impressive, fragrant, nice tree, Dash Yesham Avodah Zarah. Hashem is almost giving you a siman, and when you go through Etz Yisrael, no, watch out, those are probably places where there is Avodah Zarah, and you should search for Avodah Zarah in those locations.